This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady's in the gun. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
That play fake by Brady. Short drop. Throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab! Across the goal line! Tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots look to squish the fish as they take on the Miami Dolphins.
Smith has the snap. He's in the pocket. He's pressured to his left. Pulls up, throws downfield towards Antonio Holmes. Ball batted toward a key to lead. He's got an interception thanks to Kyle Arrington.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com.
Who is that voice?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Beetle.
How we doing?
How you doing?
Feels good to be back.
How's the baby Beetle?
It feels good. Baby Beetle is excellent.
You going to give all the details, since some of our listeners may not have heard?
Well, what kind of details are you looking for?
Well, nothing intimate, but, you know, do we have a weight, a name, a
length? Looking for the story about conception or anything.
What do you want? You want a weight?
Height, weight, length?
19 and a half inches.
19 and a half, going to be a baller.
Yep, 19 and a half, and weighing in at 6 pounds and 10 ounces. Yes, Will.
Will?
Baby Will.
I did notice that you stole my name.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Going with Will, or is his name William?
It's William, but we're going with Will.
You go
Willie.
Same with me.
He's William.
Big Willie style.
We're going with Will. So the baby has been born. So I haven't been here in a couple of weeks. The last time I was here,
you ran out like a little bitch.
Quick exit. Or that, or running out like a bitch, whatever you want, Andy, if that makes you better.
No. Actually, you ran out like a very respectful father.
We're going to end this program early. Here's a little Bill Belichick, a little Tom Brady. See you next week.
Peace.
And then I came down and bailed you out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You were
team players.
Tremendous help. Team players. So I'm back, and the Patriots are getting ready for their game today against the Dolphins in Miami.
Big game.
Three games to go in the season. I can't believe we're at this point of the season already, but there's only three more games to go in the regular season, beginning today with Miami. And this is a team the Patriots have beaten once already, but that was a game that the Dolphins had a 14-0 lead and then a 17-3 lead, and that was with Rob Gronkowski for the Patriots, and this time they will be without Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, I didn't know you knew that.
Did you know that?
You had been out of the loop for a couple of weeks. Maybe we'd have to update you on things of that.
I've been keeping up with a few tidbits here and there.
Well, good. Yeah, this is a lot going on right now. Not just you having a kid, but the Patriots going through a bit of an identity crisis late in the season here. Because you remember that theory that, you know, Gronk, it's good that he's going to miss the first 6 weeks. Then he'll be ready for the playoffs and late season run. Well, that was really rounding into form until T.J. Ward ended it all with a hit to the knee. And, you know, one of the things that I've been fighting this week is this whole notion that Bill Belichick's trying to sell to everybody that, oh, we've been through this before. We've played more time without Rob than we have with Rob. Well, first of all, you haven't, because unless, as we were discussing in the off-air time, unless you're counting, like, Tim Tebow to Quentin Sims touchdowns as relevant portions of this season, then no, you haven't. You played more time with Rob Gronkowski in regular season games than you did without. The issue for me is a grander one, and that is, back when you played without him and are used to it, you had a defense that was holding people to generally, you know, 21 points or less, was winning games for you, and you had rookie receivers named Tompkins and Dobson who were, whether you like them or not, were a key part of the offense. Well, today they will not, because they are sort of doing what we're doing, not playing in the game and not traveling to Miami. They were scratched. So I think it's a little misleading to try and sell this as the Patriots, we've been through this before, we'll be fine.
Yeah, and they may be used to it because they did have six games where they played without him. But offensively, forget the defensive part that Andy just brought up, but offensively it didn't go very well. They had 1 for 12 on third down. They struggled badly in the red zone. I think they were 28th in the league in red zone offense in those games. They weren't able to score points. They had a 6-point game against Cincinnati. They had a 13-point game against the Jets. Bill may be right, you know, from a factual standpoint that they have had plenty of practice without Gronkowski, but it wasn't good. It needs to be a lot better, and especially when you take into account the defensive part that Andy brought up. You don't probably not going to win 13-10.
Yeah, he might be trying to sell this.
Of course,
I mean,
he is. He's doing a good job as a
coach.
Which
he needs.
I mean, that's what he needs.
But I don't have to buy it as an outsider.
No, absolutely not.
He's doing what a good coach would do, and he's making sure that his players understand that they're 10-3, and there's plenty of season left, and it's not going to fold the tent here because our most important skilled player is out.
I think Andy's point about the defense is the biggest part about
this. Huge.
I mean, you lose an offensive player, so instinctually you say, oh, look at the offense. They're going to have a hard time. They were struggling at the start of the year. But as it affects the team, I think ultimately it's the defense that's really going to show itself as being a bigger problem in the end. That's what I really think is going to be the issue.
You really have lost pretty much all your playmakers, either by injury, where they're gone, injury where they're limited, or some guys have sort of just gone in a hole and disappeared in recent weeks because, you know, Talib, we see, is not the same guy. When he's chasing down Josh Gordon, he's just pulling away from him easily. We know you're without Mayo and Wilfork and the guys up front. Chandler Jones has crawled in a hole, been shut out the last 2 weeks, hasn't touched a quarterback in the last 2 weeks, whether it's a QB hit, a sack, and he had been consistent all year. He was getting to the quarterback. I think he only had one game in before these last two where he didn't touch a quarterback. He had hits. He had sacks. You know, November, I joked to Paul, the November Defensive Player of the Month decided to take December off, apparently, and rest on his laurels because that's a guy that I think they need to step up and dominate. And so this defense is just, I don't know what it's good at. It doesn't stop the run except for Willis McGahee. It doesn't cover the pass, and it doesn't pressure the quarterback.
It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. If you want to get involved, please do. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. That's 855-PATS-500. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And if you're on Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag PPGS on Twitter.
And already a lot of activity on Twitter from the press box in Miami at Sun Life Stadium. All the reporters tweeting about how Nate Solder, who has obviously missed a practice this week and concussed, out on the field working out, started out, I guess, instead in front of Dr. Gill. Now Jim Whalen's out there. Dante Scarnecchia is out there. Harold Nash has been in that group. So it looks like Nate Solder, a game-time decision. And I think that's another big issue. If he A, can't go, or B, in any way limited, that's a problem because Marcus Cannon just working his way back. Will Svitek has been starting, but he's injured, and you certainly don't want to be out there, in my opinion, with Cannon and Svitek as your two tackles against a front that is, A, pretty diverse and solid and has two potential Pro Bowlers on it in Cameron Wake and Olivier Vernon. So, you know, this is a sub-Gronkowski-type issue, but I just heard Matt Chatham on EEI tell me that a bigger deal than losing Rob Gronkowski would be losing his left tackle. Well, you might lose both of them in the same week here.
Well, for a team that's 10-3, there's a lot of issues that we could list on this
yep.
team. There's a lot. I mean, you mentioned the things on defense. You mentioned Rob Gronkowski, another skill player going down. The offensive line is still an issue for this team, whether it be injury or level of play.
Level of play, certainly.
It's a problem.
Yeah. Last week, 4 sacks, 6 QB hits. I thought Brady was pressured a lot. I thought they struggled a little bit with Mingo. I thought Solder had really, quite frankly, a pretty piss-poor game for a guy who's been relatively consistent for most of his career. And I think everybody wants to ask what the problem is with the slow starts. Well, execution and execution of the offensive line has been a big part of it. Tackles for a loss, strip sacks, pressures on Brady, sacks that kill drives or leave you in third and long instead of third and short when you have a 3-yard loss on second down. I've been critical of the offensive line pretty much all year. Because of the fact that there's supposed to be, you know, some continuity there. There's supposed to be some success rate there with, like, high cap numbers and draft picks. And quite frankly, I think they've had an average to below average year.
And that last part might be why I've been as critical of that group as well. Because I really thought heading into the season during the summer that that was a real strength. I thought the offensive line was a real strength of this team and the offense specifically. Just because of that continuity, and it hasn't really unfolded that way. We've seen some in the past where, you know, the pressure is a problem in a game or two, but the pressure was a problem in a lot of games, I thought, this season. They've had multiple sacks.
They had a short stretch after it was a big story pre and during bye. Then they had a short stretch after the bye. I thought they were a little bit better, and then last week I thought the bottom fell out again.
Yeah, so that's something to keep an eye on, too. And if you, I think Solder's going to play because I think that he obviously passed the protocol during the week to get back out there and start to practice and do the contact stuff that he needed to do. But if he doesn't, it is a major, major issue because you're dealing with two tackles that have ankle injuries against a couple of guys, a couple of edge guys that can put some stress on you coming off the edge. And I would throw their rookie first-round pick, Deion Jordan, into that as well. They have some depth in the pass rushing, and that's something to really worry about if you have Svitek and Cannon out there with bad ankles.
Yeah, so, I think they have nine guys with 1.5 sacks or more, basically multiple sacks.
Yeah, I think 13 guys with at least a sack on the season. So they've really spread it around. It's not a team like Kansas City earlier in the year where they were getting all these sacks. They don't have an enormously high total, but they do have a pretty consistent pass rush that's spread out over a lot of players.
So whether it be guys with ankle injuries, players that are on the field and playing hurt, or all the guys that have gone off the field, and the guys that are done for the year. Now it's Gronk. Mayo is done for the year. Will Fork has been gone for a while. I feel, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, we talked a little bit about this before we came on today, I feel like there is a segment of fans, and I've heard from some of them on Twitter, that has now written off this team. Like that's it. This was the straw that broke the camel's back, and it's over now. Whatever chances they had going forward for a deep playoff run or reaching the Super Bowl or whatever you want to say, that's over now. And I don't buy into that. I don't buy into that.
Well, I don't buy into it necessarily, and I think that's actually a small segment of Patriots fans.
Maybe it is, but they exist.
The issue, they exist. Well, they're called New England cynics, and I am one of them in general.
It's okay.
But the issue I have is even the fans that think it's not over, or even media types that think it's not over, the two arguments are essentially, well, you still have Brady and Belichick, and it works out for you, and you talk yourself into everything else will be good enough. Or the other argument is, well, everybody else sucks too, so we don't suck any more than anybody else who sucks. Look at Manning, they're fading, their defense sucks. Kansas City, oh, Alex Smith. Like, you're basically the Bengals, Marvin Lewis. Next playoff game he wins will be the first. We're now just hoping that every other team loses rather than the Patriots can beat them.
The number one argument I've heard pro-Patriot this week is that the potential teams that they'll see in the playoffs will choke.
That's the number one
argument I've heard. Marvin Lewis can't win a big one. Peyton Manning can't win a big one. These are the teams that are in your way. They'll choke.
I don't know that I would call it choking, but I look at some of the teams that are in, and I think the Patriots in most of these cases, even if they end up with the one seed, which is now in play, if they win out. If they win out, they have the one seed.
Yep.
But
not going to the playoffs also in play.
Well,
I just want to cover all our bases here.
Should we get into it?
I mean,
better chance.
All
one
our
seed,
bases here.
One
if they
seed
win out, they could be
not,
a one seed.
If they lose out, they could be out.
Golfing.
But do you think, even without Rob Gronkowski, and let's assume for the sake of the argument that Dobson and Tompkins are playing and not sitting at home watching on television, I think they could beat the Bengals. I think they could beat the Colts. I think they could beat the Ravens.
They could beat anybody.
Right. I'm not saying they will.
They
I'm not
could
saying,
lose
I'm not,
to anybody.
I'm not saying that they're going to go in and they're going to be, a favorite or
there is
or
no one that
anything
I would,
of that nature. I'm
I would
just
not,
saying
I would not be
nobody,
overly concerned about playing any individual team. I wouldn't.
Right,
except Seattle
right.
and Seattle. But you don't have to, so
there's,
it's fine.
There's nobody in the AFC field because in the NFC, I think there's at least half the field they wouldn't be able to beat with this team. But in the AFC field, I don't feel like there is a team that they go into the game and they don't have at least a very good chance of winning.
But take that a step further. Would you be picking the Patriots to beat that team or what Paul said? Would you be picking that team
to
fall on its face
and not
make
plays? I'm going to expect Peyton
plays.
Manning to choke. I'm going to expect right. Marvin
well,
Lewis to choke.
Because if the Broncos play their best, you lose.
This is why,
in my opinion.
That's how I
think you lose. If both all
that's
things
fair.
Being equal,
that's
you play
fair.
A good game, the you lose to the Broncos.
That's okay. That's,
I also
that's
think
fair
the Chiefs,
to say.
All things being equal, they play a good game, you lose.
The Colts are the only one, I think, that I wouldn't really be concerned about because I think the Colts just don't have it right now. They lost their Gronk a few weeks ago.
But Baltimore, too. I don't know where they are right now. That's going to be a dogfight, I think, type game. But certainly I would put the Broncos, the Bengals, and the Chiefs in. If they play a good game and you play a good game, I think there's a good chance you could lose.
But, Andy, this is where that coach and quarterback thing that people bring up, but you can put them all these arguments together. That's where the coach and quarterback thing comes into play.
Sure.
Because you know you're going – you hope – as it is in most cases,
you know, for the final 2 minutes, Brady's going to be good.
The
first 58, he might be a little shaky, but.
Well, as of late. But you know that the coaching and you know that the game plan going into the game is going to be solid. You know this team's preparation is going to be solid going into those games. There are certain things, even when they don't play well in playoff games, Paul, and they've had their fair share of games in which they've played poorly, you know that at least the preparation part is taken care of.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I understand your larger point, but let's break down.
Which for a lot of teams?
No, but let's
isn't
break
true
but
in this league.
But I want to break down exactly what you just said, and I understand when we think the way we do about the Patriots, we all tend to give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt in a lot of things because of their 14 years of absolute excellence.
Yes.
And I am absolutely guilty of this, and I've been taking a lot of heat for it, but it's why I thought, you know, before Gronkowski went down, that this team was a lock to win out. And they were going to go 13-3, and it's why I thought, that they didn't have a whole lot of things to worry. Because I look back at what they've done in the past, but let's just examine what they're doing right now. We're talking about preparation. They're going to be ready to go. Well, when was the last time this team played a first quarter that looked like they were ready to go? Yeah. Crickets.
Yeah, no, you raise a good
point. So this particular team has not appeared to be very well prepared. Now, I don't know if that's Belichick's fault. I don't know if the players just aren't executing early in games. I liked the play calling the other day against Cleveland. I thought they had Julian Edelman on a deep crossing route that I think he should have made a catch on, that he looked like he slowed up and went off his hands.
I agree with that.
I thought Brady had Gronkowski on a deep seam route that he overshot Rob on. It was a bad throw. I thought there was some plays to be made, and they just didn't execute. So I'm not putting it on Bill Belichick. I'm just saying three games in a row they've fallen down by two scores early in games. So if that happens in the playoffs and you just think you're going to flip a switch and get an onside kick and get a pass interference call and get an unnecessary roughness call to make sure you win the game, go at it. See if you can win that way. I don't think you can win that way in the playoffs. They're going to have to play better in order for these things to happen. They are capable of playing better than they have the last month or so. But the whole, you know, I think that we all, and I am as guilty about it as anybody, we just say, well, they got Brady and Belichick, and they'll have the right game plan, and they'll do this, and they'll do that. Well, maybe they will, but lately they haven't.
If you look at their last month, what you're talking about, getting down big to Denver, Houston, which we know they didn't play a great game last week, obviously. So your
they've
points
been
are fair.
They've been down at least 10-0 in the last four games.
You can say,
right?
This last, yeah, no, you're right. If you look at this last month, you could say that, well, they've actually been lucky to be 3-1 in the last month. You could throw that into the mix.
Incredibly lucky to be 3-1.
And yet we'll keep hearing the December records, and now this is the time of year that they play their best football of the season. I don't think this team is playing their best football of the season right now. So there is what you're saying, which is they have the capability of playing better. I think that is true.
I have faith in this team
to try and sort that out.
Yeah, I think it's true.
Now,
but
it becomes a lot harder today when you don't have Rob Gronkowski.
Sure.
And now you don't have Dobson and you don't have Tompkins. What is this thing going to look like today?
Well, I think you might have to sort of backtrack a little bit and get back to where you were earlier in the year and maybe emphasize the run a little bit more. And you're going to have to find a way to get the receivers that you do have, Edelman, Amendola, and Vereen, probably Vereen, you know, first. You're going to have to get them involved. Now, I think it's going to be difficult to do because I feel like Gronkowski being out there really opened up a lot of space. Now, I know some people say, well, he wasn't getting doubled all the time. You know, he still was getting the other team's best shot. Whatever the other team had and felt best about in their secondary was getting focused on Rob Gronkowski. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I mean, I remember the play in Houston. We were all upstairs watching after we did the pregame social that week. They dump a little short pass to Vereen at the 5-yard line, 3-yard line, and he walks in with no one on him, and they show the replay, and Gronkowski has three guys on him. Three. So maybe he's not getting double-teamed every play, and maybe that's not a consistent thing, but he's opening up a lot of space for guys like Edelman and Vereen.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Open lines for you at 855-PATS-500. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And if you're on Twitter getting ready for the game today, make sure you use the hashtag PPGS on Twitter. That's hashtag PPGS for the Patriots pregame social. Let's go to the phones at 855-PATS-500, and we'll start things off with Jeff in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's happening?
Yeah, Mark, forgot about you completely, but now you're back. Nice vacation you had there.
Very nice.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Jeff.
Wow, Jeff.
Guys, what we have here, we've heard of trap games for teams. Today is a trap game for sports bettors.
Okay.
How so?
Well, this is...
The Patriots shouldn't be favored? You think?
Well, I think they still are favored.
No, I know. So what's the trap?
Trap is that this is the week that the sports bettors have thrown in the towel. Bettors have been burned on New England as favorites the past 2 weeks against the Texans and then the Browns. And after, of course, in Vegas, they do these parlay tickets. So the, all the favorites covered last week except for New England, that blows up the bettor's ticket because they, that ruins their ticket. So then they turn against the Patriots and just hope they're going to lose the game. And then the Patriots pull it out at the end, making it even more infuriating to the bettors. They've all turned on New England. Everyone is looking at Miami on this game, getting 1 point.
Wow. You're finding a lot of people that I'm not finding.
Jeff, that line has shifted quite a bit this week, has it not?
It has, Beetle. Started out New England -3, went all the way to a pick'em, and now late you have some sharp money coming in. It's pushed it back. Now the Patriots are -1.5, almost back up to -2, which is actually a little bit of a good sign if you like New England.
Wow.
Okay, now, the general public and the haters have all sorts of reasons to pick Miami today. Of course, Gronk not there, lack of weapons, the weather is hot, Patriots' defense is horrible, offensive line has problems, and Miami is playing well. Don't fall for it. This is the week you load up on New England. I'm telling you.
All right.
All right. So, are we ready for your
pick? So, get to it.
Let's get to the pick.
We are, and I...
Heavens to Betsy!
Yeah, my ears have been burning a little bit with Paul Perillo comparing me to that guy Josh in Atlanta. Paul, that's kind of a low blow.
Joel. Also, Joel in Atlanta. Don't insult him. It's Joel.
Joel in Atlanta, whatever that guy's name is. And then also, Paul, buying lunch isn't what it used to be. One, I've been crushed this year on New England after going more than 70% documented by strippers the past 2 years. And you got
documented.
Documented by strippers.
I've been crushed.
It's actually a great source.
He is a great source.
I know he is.
He's our fact checker.
I know. It's great.
Plus, you guys have all these corporate buyers now. Paul and Andy have all these cushy side gigs, and I don't really have that much to promote these days. That said, this week, take New England, give the point, lock it in. The total's 45.5. This is the week, even the Ron Borges and Paul, the curmudgeon type people, New England is the team of destiny. If they win and cover today, they're going all the way. Lock it in.
All right, it's locked in. Jeff, thanks for the call as always.
Yeah, I took the Patriots to win the game too, but I don't really look at it as a referendum on what's going to happen after that.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the lines here, the very latest up-to-the-minute lines. I'm seeing...
Mine's more of an anti-Miami pick than anything I think the Patriots are going to do. I don't think Miami can win this game today. I don't think they're ready for it.
Now anywhere from -1 to -2.
Miami is favored?
Miami.
I haven't seen Miami favored.
Yeah,
either.
And I haven't either. And now
I was actually stunned by that when the Patriots opened at -3.
So I'm looking at it here that it's swung. That's a five-point swing. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's why I don't
do that. It could be as much as a
five-point
swing just in a week.
And I'm having a miserable year, by the way, with the pick. So I would.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to our.
Well, not against you guys. I mean, I'm talking comparative to people that know what they're talking about. I mean, comparative to you two clowns, I'm in first place. But I mean, comparative to people that know how to do this stuff, I'm having a miserable year.
Oh, okay, gotcha. We'll talk to Adam Beasley, by the way, of the Miami Herald, coming up. We're going to talk some Dolphins with him within the next 15 minutes or so. But we go back to the phone lines 855-PATS-500. Chase is in Canada today. What's going on, Chase?
Hello?
Hey, Chase.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just calling in because I want to know what you guys think about this, about with Gronkowski out. I think Amendola that needs to step up his production the most because we signed him in the offseason to replace Hooker, and I haven't seen what I thought I'd see out of him.
Yeah, I just think with Danny, it's a health issue, Chase. I think that he's still dealing with that painful groin problem.
Oh, the groin, yeah.
And we haven't seen the explosiveness that I think that he's capable of giving. I'm not giving him a pass. I'm not just saying that that's okay, that he hasn't been overly productive. But I also do look at it as extenuating circumstances. I think it's been impressive that he's been on the field as often as he has been, and he's given you what he can give you. I just don't think that you can expect him to go out there and start rattling up 150-yard games because I just don't think he has it in him right now.
No, and also with the defense, Chandler Jones, too. You guys always say the defensive player of the November, defensive player of the month, took December off. But against Miami in that bad O-line, I have a good feeling about today and Chandler Jones' sack number with all
that
going on.
Well, I think that's a big key to the game to me is the pressure the Patriots might be able to get because they're going to have to help out that secondary. And Andy brought that up early in the show. I agree with you, Chase.
Thank you very much. Have
all right,
day.
Chase.
All
right, have a good day.
Enjoy the game. A little bit different weather for Chase, I bet, than it will be down in Miami.
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit. What is the weather in Miami today?
84, I believe. Humid. Could get to the 90s on the field before the game's over. So a little bit different than what we've experienced this morning here in New England.
Currently 81 degrees and partly cloudy in Miami, Florida.
Yeah, like, Brady's still wearing his winter hat.
At 11
really?
O'clock?
Yep. Why is he wearing a winter hat?
Who knows?
That makes zero sense. You know, I've heard the weather.
Don't make fun of him. He's at Tom.
Yeah. I've heard the weather be
Tommy.
Mentioned in a,
Tommy Brady.
In a few places as a factor for this game. I don't think it's a factor at all. Maybe you do? I mean,
I don't think it's a huge...
When it's good weather, I never factor that in.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge factor either. For early in the year, I think it's tougher. When you go down there in September and it's that real
when
heat
it's 110
box.
On
and
the
And I know people
field
look, people
like
look
that.
At it differently. They think, well, you're coming out of training camp and it's the contrast in temperatures. And I'm not sure that's a huge issue. It's not going to help the Patriots. Patriots aren't going to benefit from
no.
that. No. But I don't think it's going to be a big
it's not going to hurt them.
Big deterrent either.
They're practicing the bubble.
And they did.
They jacked up the heat in that bubble.
Anybody
too.
Can
the
play
Pole
in
Center
good
is
weather.
Right.
Anybody can play in good weather. Everyone can play in nice 80-degree weather. That's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Who couldn't play well in that weather?
Right.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Let's go over to the Pole Center with Darren Hartwell. He just gave you that key piece of information about Tom Brady's hat, and now he's got a poll to go along with it as well.
All over it today. Poll focusing on life after Gronk. Which skill player needs to step up the most with Gronk out?
Tom Brady.
Shane Vereen.
Besides Tom Brady.
Shane Vereen will be the answer.
It's kind of all over
the
place. How
are you going to step up? What do you want him to have, 20 catches this week?
I want him to not drop the ball ever.
Yeah, and I want him to do it without Gronk.
Drop the ball ever.
We got a three-way tie for the most votes.
We got a three-way.
With, oh, just changed. Oh. Edelman.
How many people
there's a lot of action
now?
On the Pole Center
wow.
going on.
A lot of action. Well, it's a three-way. Say there's a lot of action.
Two-way or three-way now?
Edelman just took the lead. Amendola and Matt Mulligan are the second most votes.
And the hurdle and henchmen.
Ridley and Vereen pull up the rear.
Ridley, I think, is a solid choice in that because I do think this is his crack to get back in the offense, and I would not be stunned to see him have 20-plus carries today. I think, in fact, I'm going to predict it. 20-plus carries and a touchdown
That's
for Stephen
ridiculous.
Ridley
20-plus carries for him
You
today.
Want to bet?
Yeah, what do you want to bet?
Are we buying lunch today?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the loser
well,
buys
no,
lunch.
No, we'll do it for next week.
Okay.
Is it a home
we
game
a lunch
next week? Yeah, I forget.
What's the road game
next week? Right.
Ridley, 20-plus carries.
Right.
You say he gets 20-plus carries?
I say less than 20 carries.
Okay. Beatles run.
So you're going 20 or more. Beatles so if he run. Hits 20, you win.
Yes.
Okay. 19 or less, I win.
Indeed.
And then what do we get?
Lunch.
Capriati's next week.
Oh.
You're not involved. I don't know what the we
Paul,
is here.
Paul has
you're not
no
involved.
Opportunity to win. No chance to win it.
Just at least buy him something that he wants to eat.
Well, I thought he liked Capriati's.
No, I just...
Not really. No one really does.
I do.
There are other things on the Capriati's menu that I want to try. I've only been there once. But the sandwich I did have there paled in comparison to the same sandwich at another store.
Okay, we'll get a sub next week, whether it's D'Angelo's, Capriati's, we'll get a
now
sub.
Now we're talking.
Maybe that new bacon sub that's shaving years off the end of Paul's life.
Barbecue
he's had
cheddar.
That like five
the
times
bacon,
in the last
bacon
week.
And beef.
I've actually had it once, but that's okay. The last time
next
I had
commercial
it,
break, I'm Googling the nutritional information on
I
that.
I had it on Friday, and the previous time I had that was with you during
you know
the last
have?
Road
so
game.
I had barbecue sauce and bacon to a steak and cheese. I can actually hear you getting fatter.
As he ate the same sandwich.
Yeah, I know. I ran 6 miles on Saturday. Did you?
Yeah, great. You're the best. Maybe you'll be able to finish the marathon this year.
Oh, now he's making bomb jokes. He's taking them to the air. These are bomb jokes.
I'm making Andy
jokes. Paul Perillo making bomb
Andy jokes.
Jokes.
We all know that you weren't going to finish anyway.
I have a projected finish.
Wow. I'm going to stay away from that. Let's go to the
They
emails.
Like to have the competitors off the course before nightfall. Andy was not going to make it anyway.
Before the bus has
I
to
was,
come and
I believe,
pick you up on the train.
I believe I was number two on the Patriots Charitable Foundation team. I was the first non-finisher.
So you were number two?
I believe so.
So that meant you were the
and
first man.
Celebrating
too?
It ever since.
I was the first man.
Because the number one was a woman.
Right.
No,
very skinny woman.
Who had finished hours before. Matter of fact, I believe she was showered
blew
and changed.
Blew me away.
By the time you were done.
We started together. We did not nearly come close to finishing together.
Here's a question from Paul in Ontario. He writes, hey, guys, listening to the Roster Report podcast from Friday, Andy and Paul expressed concern over health and depth at O-line, especially at tackle. Is there any benefit with issues there to Brady taking more snaps out of the shotgun? Would that give him any more time, even just a fraction of a second, to get the ball away compared to being under center?
Yes.
And that's Paul in Ontario, so he spells center C-E-N-T-R-E.
I like it.
Canada being well represented on the program today.
The answer is yes.
I think that helps.
Yeah. And it's not even just the time it takes to drop back. It's the time it takes to settle in. You're already settled in. You've reached that point where you're scanning the field quicker beyond even the movement. So, yeah, it helps him. Did we get – I know I was away. Was there an official Twitter assessment of Nate Solder?
They're doing a lot of work with him.
Nothing definitive.
They're deeming it a game time decision. He's been with the doctors, the trainers, the coaches.
He hasn't been spotted with game pants yet, so you know, we're going to just
Dr. Gill, Jim Whalen, and Dante, you know, they were all with him, so they're calling it a game time decision. So we'll see whatever it calls
Dr. Gill was there, so I don't know that he's going to be playing today. We'll have to wait and find out. 855.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself. One guy's making bomb jokes and one guy's making doctor jokes.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500.
85 degrees, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
It's going to be hot.
That's pretty damn hot.
Coming up next,
Patriots
we talk
gonna
to
wear blue, by the way.
Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart. Only on the Patriots Facebook page.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether to sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
And I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paparella on the Patriots Pregame Social.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pregame Social. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo.
940 calories, 64 grams of fat.
Not the highest one, though, on the
menu. Okay, just so someone has an understanding of what it is you're talking about, if you just joined us, there is a particular sandwich from D'Angelo's that Paul Perillo enjoys.
I've deemed in my all-time top five sandwiches that I've ever had.
Oh, they actually give you the large. So this is actually bigger than double the half. The steak barbecue cheddar has 1,358 calories.
That's actually less than I thought it would be.
92 grams of fat. That's not good.
That part might kill you.
Yeah, if I had it as many times as Andy claims that I have, then maybe I would be in trouble.
3,100 grams of sodium.
I've had it three times in my entire life.
And 75 grams of sugar. That's the barbecue sauce.
All right. Enough of this. We'll get back to this. It's time to go behind enemy lines.
Get back to this.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
It's time to go behind enemy lines with Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald, who joins us now on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam, thanks for the time. What's going on?
It's sunny at 83 down here.
That sounds so much nicer than what it is here.
Slushy and 29 here.
You don't have to be all, you know, snooty about it.
Yeah, I mean, we were taking our lives into our own hands driving here today.
You know, we got to go up to Buffalo next weekend, and there's a 90% chance of snow on Sunday. So I'm saying I'll probably be feeling your pain in about 7 days.
Yeah, when you're flying home on Tuesday, you can think of us, okay?
Absolutely.
So this week, well, you mentioned Buffalo next week. Three divisional games for Miami to wrap up the season, including today against the Patriots. What have the Dolphins been saying? What's the approach been this week?
Well, this is the kind of game that Dolphins fans have been waiting for a long time, a home, meaningful December football game with, although they don't completely control their destiny, they're pretty close. I mean, they need Cincinnati or Baltimore to slip up once, and they're right there. So I don't see a scenario in which the Dolphins win today, they don't go to the postseason.
Adam, one of the discussions this week is what's the Patriots offense going to be without Rob Gronkowski from a New England perspective, wanting to know how this team is going to score. I'm wondering from a Miami defensive perspective, What has the talk been this week of what they expect the Patriots to look like this their first week after Gronk going down for the season?
Well, they know, obviously they saw last week, getting the ball to, the backs of the backfield is going to be huge. I mean, the receiver situation for New England, I have to tell you, is just dire straits. I mean, they're basically throwing out a couple of tackling dummies out there, it sounds like today. So, but the thing is, though, is that Tom Brady has taken these situations before and beaten the Dolphins with them nonetheless. I mean, Gronk wasn't exactly 100%, up in Boston, or Foxborough, and yet the Dolphins still managed to find a way to lose in the second half. So that's the thing, is they know that Steve is never dead. They know the Patriots are going to keep coming back. And last week's game against the Browns was Exhibit A.
What have they done better, since their four-game losing streak that sort of derailed the team, and then they had the scandal, and they seem to draw some strength from that? What have they done better on the field? I think a lot of us here, in New England, were sort of surprised that they played as well as they did in bad weather in Pittsburgh. Not that the Steelers are a great team, but just the conditions that they went out, went down to Pittsburgh and won in. What have they done better?
Well, this is a very resilient team. I think they take on the personality of their head coach, who's as level as it gets. I mean, he's an even-keel guy. But, I mean, to put it bluntly, they block better. I mean, they couldn't block anybody the first half of the season. They were on pace. Not only set the team record in sacks allowed, which they still will. I mean, they're only a handful away from that. But they were threatening David Carr's record. I mean, Brian Tannehill wasn't going to make it through the season alive if, it didn't get better. And the strange thing is, when Incognito and Martin both left the team, they have gotten better. The backups have played better. Tyson Klaboe's shown a great improvement from how he played earlier in the season. And they still give up sacks, but not the crazy clip they were before. So they run the ball better. Their offense has more continuity.
You talk about them running the ball better. The Patriots' run defense has struggled, obviously, since Mayo and Wilfork went down. Had a little bit of a rebound against the aging and slowing Willis McGahee last week. But, what's the health status in the backfield this week? And are we going to see Daniel Thomas carry the bulk of the load coming off a good game a week ago?
Yeah, I mean, they also have Lamar Miller coming off a concussion. That's the reason Daniel Thomas got those carries last week. Lamar is clear, obviously. He practiced all week. But I wouldn't be surprised if they still don't stay with Thomas just that they had. That's the problem with these guys. Both neither Miller nor Thomas can string together big games. I mean, they'll go for 100 yards and they'll go for 9 the next week or something absurd like that. So that's the key for them, is see if they can get sustained production out of the running game. I actually picked the Dolphins. I think they're going to be able to move the football and score against the defense.
Well, this is a defense that most teams have been able to move the ball and score against as of late with all the injuries. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Tannehill. Earlier in the season, when we saw him here in Foxborough, they got out to the good lead, and I thought he was very efficient early in the game, and then he missed some throws in the second half. The one in particular, the first drive of the second half, that right before they missed the field goal, when they were up 17-3, he had, I think, Mike Wallace on a deep out that it was wide open. Has he been better, as he's continued through his second season right now? Has he been better, and has he been good enough to get this team to the playoffs?
His short intermediate passes are as good as anybody as you'll see. I mean, he's really good in that intermediate stuff. But the deep pass just are his Achilles heel. He can't seem to consistently find Wallace. Wallace, as you mentioned, beats the defender. I mean, he gets open. More often than not, he's got to wait for the football, though, because Tannehill underthrows him. So that's really the next step for him. He's done everything else. Completion percentage is up. His touchdowns are up. His interceptions are down, or at least, per percentage of throws. But he just can't get that home run ball. He cannot throw that deep pass consistently. And for him to be a real elite quarterback, that's what he needs to do.
Adam, one of the intriguing names on the defensive side of the ball is the breakout season we've seen from Olivier Vernon. Give us the scouting report on him and how he's been able to produce, I think it's 11.5 sacks. And is he benefiting greatly from being opposite Cameron Wake, or has he really sort of broken out and really had that good a season here?
I think both is the answer. I mean, we saw it in training camp, but we didn't know if he was just beating up a bad offensive line. We see now he was, he's a real talent, and he's a guy to be excited about. I think a lot of it is he's seeing singles where Cameron Wake's seeing doubles, but he's still beating the guy. I mean, he's going up. They play Wake usually against the right tackle, so that means Burns going up against the left tackle, and he's winning a lot of times, and that's really huge. I mean, this team, they've got a below average sack year from Cameron Wake, and they're still one of the best pass rushing teams in football. That's obviously, Olivier Vernon has a lot to do with it, but they're also getting production from their defensive tackles, and they don't get a whole lot from their linebackers, but they blitz them too. So, the pass rush is certainly a strength, and as you well know, you get Hedon Brady, he's not the same quarterback.
How about on the run defensive side of it? Because some people around here this week, with Gronkowski out, sort of looking at the potential for them to change up the formula a little bit offensively. If the Patriots were to try to establish the run, I know they have Starks and Soliai in the inside. Is this a defense that can shut down a good ground game?
Well, they on paper, sure, but they haven't been able to. I mean, their run defense has been one of the surprising weaknesses of this team. They get gashed pretty good. And it's not particularly on the defensive tackles. I think just the linebackers haven't played as well as they should be. I mean, these guys came in with big money, big expectations, and they're just not making the tackles. They're not making the plays, and that's it's hurting them big time. So I do think the Patriots should be able to run the football today for sure.
He is Adam Beasley. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam H. Beasley from the Miami Herald. Adam, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Enjoy that pregame swim I'm sure you're going to get in.
I will.
Yeah, try not to get sunburned. Make sure you use your sunscreen.
Indeed.
Thanks,
all right,
Adam.
Thanks.
We got the inactives here.
Inactives.
All right, let's hear them.
Nothing too exciting. Chris Barker, Steve Boharnais, Aaron Dobson, we already knew about. Michael Buchanan is a new inactive. Jake Beckett, inactive. Kenbrell Tompkins, we knew about. And DJ Williams, the new tight end. So that means Michael, Manawanui, is returning to solid health here.
You list him as some sort of X factor for this game?
And Solder.
No. Oh, yeah, Solder's out there, but I expected him to be.
I did, too, but, you know, we talked
You're
about
right.
it early in the
yeah.
show.
We probably Solder will be out there.
We should bring it up.
Just make sure he doesn't, you know, get head slapped by anybody, and then he'll be fine.
Open lines
if
for
I were
you
Olivier,
to...
would you do that?
What's that?
I know
that?
You're not allowed to head slap,
God,
but
no.
I would.
I
put my helmet under his chin a couple times. Just so you know what's going on in the old belfry.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm sure that there are guys out there that do stuff like that. I just think it's reprehensible.
Maybe.
But I don't think you really would do it. I think I'm calling bull crap on you.
I wouldn't do the head slap. I would
think
use
you would really
the top
do
of my helmet, but I did that every play anyway, so.
Yeah, well, that explains quite a bit.
I tried to concuss
quite a bit with Andy.
I tried to concuss every player that tried to block me.
When you're selling yourself as 5'9", you got to get an advantage. And that advantage can be the crown of your helmet.
How about the pole center? Did you ever, kick a cornerback in the ankle?
Tried to just avoid all contact.
I tried to just avoid all contact.
Hey, Darren, you ever do
step
anything you like weird at the bottom of a pile? You know?
Grab any cookies?
No comment.
You got the Dolphins inactives as well, real quick.
All right, let's hear them.
Again, we have another team that types theirs while we scribble ours. David Arkin, DJ Campbell, Justin Rogers, Pat Devlin, AJ Francis, old friend, Jamar Taylor, and Denny Watkins.
Inactives.
Jamar Taylor is the only one of that group that was on the injury report. Hamstring. He's got a hamstring.
Got a hammy.
Hammy. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500. Send your emails to webradio@patriots.com and on Twitter use the hashtag PPGS. Let's get back to some of those emails as we were reading them. Let's go to one from William. William writes in, good day
your son?
From Miami. I don't believe it is my son.
He's not in Miami.
It's nice and it's hot. How are the Patriots going to win with no receivers and no defense?
Well,
I think the second part of that might be troublesome. If the defense continues to play the way it has, I think they're going to have a hard time to win this game. But offensively, they still have Amendola. They still have Edelman. They still have Vereen. They have
those are tackling dummies.
They have options. They have
Adam
options.
Beasley.
Yeah, Adam Beasley evidently didn't hasn't watched the last several games. The tackling dummies have caught a lot of passes.
What do we expect from Shane Vereen today?
I expect more of the same. I think he's going to be
150 yards?
No, I mean a focal point of the passing game. I think that he's going to be – they're probably going to move him around. I think that the Dolphins linebackers will be an interesting matchup.
Ellerbe's a pretty
I think
good,
Ellerbe is a pretty
runner.
Active guy. Philip Wheeler is a pretty active guy. I think – you know, he didn't say it, but I think when Adam was talking about their run defense, those are the guys that I think probably struggle a little bit more against the run. And they're a little bit better in coverage than some of the other linebackers.
You look at it, I mean, their front is small other than the tackles. Mm-hmm. Those linebackers, and Vernon is...
You can get them off the edge.
Whatever, 260.
Off tackle is a hard... They're going to have a hard time with guys like Vernon in there, and if Jordan is out there, they're smaller.
That's why you're
going
to get 20
guys.
Carries from Ridley.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, let's go back to this Ridley point for a second, because it relates
let's
to Vereen.
Back to our personal bet.
It relates to Vereen in this that I've heard this week. I've heard it in a lot of places. Well, now Stephen Ridley's role has increased. Well,
not yet it hasn't.
You know, increase more than the fact that his 8 catches lead the NFL since he's been playing in the game, the 8 per game or whatever the hell it is. Like, he's had a big role. How big a role is he going to have? How much
who,
is he going to
increase? Who are you
talking
about?
Ridley.
Oh.
I'm saying Ridley. I've heard this week that now it means Ridley will have more of a role, to which I say, well, how is Vereen's role changing. I don't believe, I think it's exactly what Paul said, which is it's more of the same. You need him to just be consistent in what he's doing. But, well, but I don't understand. No, I don't understand how Gronk being out now will open this door and it gives Stephen Ridley all the opportunity in the world.
Oh, I think it does.
But A, why? Explain think, it to me. Walk
well,
me,
I think
walk
Fareed
me through it.
Is trending toward he's going to be filling a versatile.
But that's what he's been doing.
Yeah, but he's been the back in that role with Gronkowski on the field. With no Gronkowski, I think Vereen, technically, however you want to say it in terms of your personnel package, I think you're going to have a lot of Ridley and Vereen
in
the field.
In passing situations, they've used Vereen as the back in passing situations.
See, I think Vereen is going to be more of the tight end, the move guy, and you're going to see Ridley on the field.
But they've used...
I think they're going to be on the field together a lot.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
When you don't have three of your top receivers, which Gronkowski, mm-hmm. Tompkins, and Dobson are... You're going to find different personnel packages, and I think that includes
a lot of
two
backs. So you're saying
that
they're not going to line up Vereen at all as a back?
No. I think they will, but I think you're going
to
see
him. Well, if they continue to line him up that way, I just don't see where the huge opportunity is for Ridley.
Well, you'll see around 1 o'clock.
Well, we will, and I'm sure that, you know, he's going to get more opportunities anyway, regardless of Gronkowski getting hurt.
But you're going to see two backs where Vereen motions out a lot, I bet.
As much as I believed when Ridley continued to have the fumble problems, that was it. And he had it against Denver. I thought that's it. Bury him on the depth chart. You know, you use him if you have injuries at the position. I still believe that. And I don't see it being all of a sudden there's a huge opportunity for Ridley here because I still think they're going to use Blunt. I still think they're going to use Bolden a lot. And I think as much as I would have buried him on the depth chart, I never believed that Bill Belichick was going to do it. I think they'll end up working him back in.
Never believed he was going to do it when he was standing inactive on the sideline in Houston.
Well, that's 1 week, Andy, though. That's not the rest of the season.
That's stupid to do for 1 week. I don't know what you're doing for 1 week.
I think if they didn't have further injuries, I think he'd still be inactive.
I think there's a chance he would have.
So if you believe that
that's why I don't think he's just going to snap his fingers and get 20
carries. This is why I find this opinion even more ridiculous.
Well, he didn't. He snapped Rob Gronkowski's knee.
If you
no,
think
but
he
I don't think he's
going to
get
inactive.
20 carries because of that.
If you think he was going to be inactive, then why is it that he is all of a sudden going to be back on the field? If you think they were going to continue to keep him inactive, why would they still not roll
as my
with
wise
Blunt
boss
and
once
Bolden?
Said, what is it? Circumstances on the ground.
Conditions on the
conditions
ground.
On the
I understand.
Ground changed.
I understand
I think
that.
This is a different team now. Let's look at where these two players, Gronkowski and Ridley, are most relevant. That's in the red zone. Ridley scores touchdowns. Gronkowski scores touchdowns. Well, you've eliminated the guy who scores touchdowns, and red zone has been an issue for this team when Rob Gronkowski was not on the field. And this is a guy that has 7 touchdowns in a limited role this year, a dozen last year. I think you could turn to Ridley and say, you know, 3rd and 1 in Carolina, we're no longer going to try to throw for a touchdown. We're going to try to run for
the first down, and then run for a touchdown.
I
think that makes sense. I think if you get goal-to-goal situations, you know.
So I think, right, well, I'm not even Ridley. Saying just goal-to-goal. I'm saying the offense will look different, you know, 15 yards in. We could run it 4 times here and get a touchdown as opposed to throw it to Gronkowski because we have the best mismatch in football. Or we can't get the tiptoe-in touchdown from Shane Vereen because 3 guys didn't run with Gronkowski. So in some of these 2-back sets, we'll fake the screen and maybe we'll throw it to Ridley on the backside as we fake screen front side to Vereen. Oh, there's a lot of different things.
I don't like that.
I think Ridley is going to have a bigger role now.
Where's the A-gap pressure?
I'm going to say that.
Just waiting for that to come along. 855.
They catch the linebacker scraping to see, and they're all on full.
Yeah. Andy, you got your own telestrator, like the Bellestrator.
I was supposed to,
but the
budget
play.
Didn't come in right.
You get the wham block.
Yeah, wham block.
You're a wholesome guy.
I don't think you're supposed to say that anymore.
855-PATS-500 is the phone
number.
Staying
in age of concussions. Speaking of which, did you see that they're digging up that Kansas City guy?
Yeah, yes. Javon Belcher.
Yes.
His body was exhumed.
How does that work?
Oh, this guy must have had concussions. There's worms later. In his brain. Oh, no, that's because he's been in the ground for a freaking year. I mean, how does there any scientific validity to a head that's been in the ground for a year?
I don't know. I assume that the doctors understand
what can and can't be done. And if it can't be done, I don't think they would have gone through with it.
I also didn't understand the comment from his mother. I didn't know anything about it. Who's saying that? Who's allowing this to happen then? Because he wasn't married, right? He had a girlfriend?
Correct.
Who she's not around to say he could be exhumed. So who's saying he can be exhumed? No, but how does the mother not
really
know?
You really brought a damper on this show, didn't you?
Who's the next of kin that's allowing him to be exhumed? You're just digging up bodies willy-nilly? You got no answers from anybody. I just got 3 people staring at me. Nobody's
for you. You seem a little bit too worked up over this matter.
How does the mother not know her son is being exhumed?
I don't know, Andy. Why would I have the answer to that question for you?
I guess the mother is probably
Why the hell
being...
are you asking us? Do your own research.
Probably not being completely honest.
My God. Let's go back to the phone. I think it's like Canada Day here. We got Carl in Montreal on the line.
Oh, Canada. Canada.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's going big time here. I'm going to have to order in some pizza today.
Nice.
Instead of getting out there in the snow.
You going to get a Meat Lovers?
I'm going to get the – I'm a Hawaiian fan, so I'm going to get two mediums. I'm going to get the all-dressed and the one with Hawaiian and ham.
Now, when
Andy will yell at you for getting too
when
much.
You're in Canada, is it, when you're in Canada, is it like Chinese food? Do you just order bacon, or is it Canadian bacon?
I just order bacon.
So does it
team meal?
Is it round or is it long? Is it or do you call ours American bacon?
You can order either one. I forget. The guy tells you on the phone what the different types of bacon are, but I like the ones that are just like the actual strips of bacon, not the balls.
The American bacon. Did you say balls? Yes.
Now, from last week, very impressed with Silver Saliga, the nose tackle. Obviously, that's the closest thing to Vince Wilfork that I've seen this year. So we got to keep going with him. On the defensive side, Aqib Talib got punked by Steve Smith. He acted like a fool taking a 15-yard penalty. He should have gotten another penalty. And last week, he didn't make one play. He took a couple penalties, got beat on an 80-yard pass where he played terrible technique, got pushed off, and then got outran by 5 yards and quit on the play. I don't want to re-sign this guy.
Wow.
I had enough of this guy. Look at his track record. It's not too far off from Aaron Hernandez.
Whoa, women.
You know, I don't want this guy back.
Okay. All right, Carl. Enjoy
Carl,
the pizza.
You know what? I'll say this. That's a good, strong take.
Certainly a strong take.
It's a good, strong take.
I'm not sure it's an
educated,
fair take.
Well, I think that you're overlooking the first six games and you're focusing on, say, the last six that he's played. The hurt guy has not been worth re-signing.
It's like, should we cut Danny Amendola? Well, you signed a guy you thought was going to be healthy. This guy is running on a half a groin. It's not the guy you expected to have out there.
Yeah. But let me ask you this.
And I'm not sure.
With Danny Amendola.
Talib to Hernandez, I mean.
I don't know about that.
A little bit of a
stretch. But with Amendola, this team.
Not that much of one.
This team signed Amendola, Andy, and you just said they expected him to be healthy.
He connected.
And we could all sit there and say, why? Why would you expect him to be healthy? With Aqib Talib, now you're reaching a point where he had the injuries last year in the playoffs, left that game in the playoffs. He's got more injuries this year. Don't you have to put him in that same category of you now?
Well, not even
question how healthy he can stay.
It's a hip injury.
He's had the same.
The fact that it's the same injury.
Now I'm wondering, and I know, you know, people have thrown out, all right, now he's got to get it fixed. You know, well, who says they can fix it? You know, Rozai Dowling was a guy we were sold on, had a hip issue. They fixed it, and it was going to be fine. And
how's he doing?
I don't know. I think he's going to wash my car, get the salt off it when I drive
home.
He's
still on the Jets practice squad last I heard.
I mean, the guy, and talent's also an issue with him. I'm not going to pretend it's just,
right.
You know.
No, but I agree with Andy's point on
the whole
similarity.
Fixing the hip.
The similarity of the injury to me is a big part of it. And listen, I think that Talib has come in, and I think he has been a positive in that locker room. I think that he's well liked. I heard Bill talking about him last week.
That was when Bill said, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, he was really glowing in terms of how he was talking. You know,
a great
personality and great sense of humor while also being serious.
Like where you drop them in.
We need some drop-ins where, you know, you would drop them in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. We need some of those.
I don't know if we have
it. Can you look under A in there?
All that comes up is A-hole for you.
But should we have drop-in? Yeah, man, I'm a Patriot now. Oh, it's all good.
I got TB, throw to KT, throw a pass, man.
I got to say, I saw this has really, it's no real true analysis here, but I was watching TV, Comcast or whatever, and it was, you know, we're previewing the game, and they show Shane Vereen talking about the game this week. And then directly, immediately after Shane Vereen, who is so, you know, smart and intelligent, you listen to him talk, and then it goes straight to Aqib Talib with, yeah, it's football, man. That's football. Way to break it down, Aqib. Like, way to go. That's real in-depth analysis. Yeah, it's football. We're going to play football.
But it's enjoyable listening to him say it.
It's highly entertaining. One of my favorite players on this team, even when he is hurt. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. We got an email from Danny in Spain. Our buddy Danny checks in.
Hola, mi amigo.
He writes, hi, guys. Nice to have Mark back. Thank you, Danny. It's very nice, very kind of you. No one around here is saying those things. Let's play a game.
Kevin did a decent job.
Over or under. over. Got the over-unders here.
Okay.
He's setting the over-unders today.
Brady. So do I say over-under or do I say más o menos?
I would say más o menos.
Okay, más. Menos.
Tom Brady.
Más, that is the win.
Nice.
There we go.
Keep to
what I'm talking
in.
About. Tom Brady, 300 yards and 2.5 TDs.
Manos.
Under.
Going under. I'm going to go under as well because that 2.5 TD thing. I'm going to go under on that. Ridley carries. I know where Andy's going.
Mas.
10.5.
Oh, mas. Doble mas.
10.5. I'm going to say over the 10.5.
I'm going to say over as well.
So you guys got him right in the teens. Firmly in the teens.
I'm going to say 11.
Push in Spanish.
We'll go with 11 carries. You know what? I want to amend mine. You know what, Andy? Screw it. I'm going under. Going under on Ridley.
No chance. So you want to lower our number and our bet?
No. Nope.
I say he has 15 plus carries.
No, bull crap.
You see how he tries to do that there?
I see that. Vereen and Edelman combined.
Vereen and Edelman.
Combined. 240 yards and 1.5 TDs.
Under.
Manos.
Under. Patriots points, 28.5.
Under. Manos.
Dolphins points, 28.5.
Manos.
Under.
Oh, you made that easy, though. Like, we didn't actually have to, like, align with a win or a
victory.
Didn't
give away our pick.
Yeah.
Like, here's a good one. Patriots sacks allowed, 3.5.
Mas.
Under.
I'm going to go with the under, but I would not be surprised to see 3 in this.
Push.
Game. Yeah, I'd go with a push, 3.5.
Does that mean if Wake and Vernon have to split one?
Yeah. Sacks made by the Patriots, 2.5.
Say under on that.
You know, it's funny because they have sucked lately in pressure. They sucked in the first half in pressure against Miami, and then they broke out for their six when they said, we're just going to blitz the world.
And they're playing a team that gives up a lot of sacks.
Right. So, what was the number, 3.5 or 2.5?
I fear that Miami's going to be able to play the game on their terms, and you're not going to get a lot of opportunities to do that.
They also got toasted a little on blitz last week, so maybe they're a little meow to blitz this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to get back to your Matt Chatham. Evidently, they blitzed twice last week. You're up 140 yards on those two plays, and if you take those out, they really had a good game defensively.
Danny's going with Patriots 31, Dolphins 21 in this game. That's what he's going with.
Under. Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
Liam in the UK writes in at webradio@patriots.com, hoping for a good start this week and hoping for a win at Sun Life. Here's his question. The fact that Gronk is rather injury-prone, it worries him. He's wondering what we think about Gronk with his injuries heading forward. That's from Liam.
I think he'll continue to have injuries.
Exactly like you do. You're worried about his injury-prone status? I am too.
Yeah, I just think that the injury that he now has, that's one that I think any player would have suffered. I don't think that because Rob Gronkowski has had a lot of injuries is the reason why he blew out his ACL.
Now, you could argue
but the way in which he plays the game.
He's going to have more injuries, yes. But you could also argue that because he's such a big lumbering guy, his feet are planted longer
heavy
than the little
feet.
Guy. He is heavy on his feet. Yeah. So that plays
exactly
a role.
Fred Astaire out there.
Right. You know, a lot of these receivers get hit, and the span in which they're actually planted is short. So, yeah, they get kicked out, and you go, whew, he avoided one there. Well, Gronk didn't avoid one because the foot was planted for a longer period.
Because he's a big dude.
But I think he's I mean, I got into a fight with Fred Kerr. Remember our knockdown, drag-out fight? Because I said he was going to have a shorter career that wasn't
and
as
we
good.
Were being really like negative.
I thought it was obvious.
That's
the way
not
he
that's
played.
Not a stretch.
Well, I mean, he's the Bob
but
Sanders.
This original
this
argument
was like his rookie year.
Came like late in his rookie year.
And Fred yelled at me because I was being negative for actually acknowledging that, and all he's been is hurt since.
Well, he came into the league with a pretty serious back injury that he had already suffered in college. So
Andy will tell you that. Worry the crap out of me before he ever even took a snap for the Patriots.
I mean, that's a very legitimate concern with him and his length of career. And I think this injury, although I think it would have happened to any player, I think what we're saying about being heavy on your feet, the way in which he plays the game, it's good, but it also is going to have a drawback, and that's the injury.
And I also wonder what it's going to do to the player. I know he'll be able to come back from a torn ACL, but does he lose a little bit of speed? Does he lose a little bit of ability to separate or run over a guy? Who knows? I don't
or
know.
Or does he lose a little bit of the
reckless
the
abandon?
Attitude? Yeah. Does he now look to try to get his arm and shoulder down rather than keep running full speed down? Because he's taken a lot of these hits where he gets upended because he's stretched out. He's big, tall, and doesn't get low, can't really defend his lower body. Guys see his 270-pound guy, they're going to go low. Screw all the stupid head injury stuff. You're going low because you don't want to get your ass run over by one of the biggest, most athletic guys on the field. Does he now suddenly sort of, run slower and try to protect himself? I don't know.
Check out the Patriots chat at the Patriots Facebook page. That's facebook.com/New England Patriots.
Tell Darren we sent you over.
And Darren is monitoring things in the chat. Also taking care of the
poll
center.
There's a lot of PCGS photos coming in from the
tailgating in. I don't know how you get those, but
I mean, this is one of the rare games where I'm.
Can you go on the Twitter feed and get them?
Interested.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of PPGS.
85
I haven't
degrees.
Seen any nips yet. I'd like to see a wet T-shirt contest or two, but haven't seen any of those.
It is Miami.
It is a football game, Andy.
Mary writes in
I'm looking
in
for
the
a
chat.
Wet T-shirt contest.
Oh, you tell me that couldn't break out. I mean, remember the Jets? They used to have that certain section where girls would just flash. People would chant and flash.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that we're not going to get those shots, though.
Why not? I didn't say we could post them, but we can look at them.
Mary writes in on the chat, question for both
Andy
and Paul. Says, has Andy or Paul seen
wanna
anything
join our wet t-shirt
in the locker room this week? Listen, Andy, hold on. Have you seen anything in the locker room this week that makes you think the Patriots will win because of their determination or something else along those lines?
No, not me. But I haven't seen anything that would make me say that they're worried about this week.
No, they seem very similar.
I'm not
Friday
a big...
was very jocular. Aqib Talib and the DBs, as always, were laughing it up, living it up, yelling it up.
It's
I had
football,
no idea
man.
What they were saying.
It's football.
Tom Brady was fooling around a couple different times when I saw him this week. I certainly didn't see any...
Yeah,
there's no panic.
There was no Eeyores going through there. Oh, boy, we lost Gronk.
Mindset is to win.
See, his mindset is to win.
I don't,
Tom Brady film bombs.
I know some people sort of jump all over that... well, they look like they're a real confident bunch. I have not ever really found myself trying to judge whether or not they're going to win based on how they appear in the locker room. I think they're a pretty consistent bunch.
Nor does Bill Belichick, who tells us every Sunday night whether they had a good week of practice or not. He chooses not to tell us on Friday to let us know whether they're going to win or lose.
Based on the outcome of the game, they had a good/bad week of practice.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com, the email address. We'll get to the keys to the game coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt. Before she drove to New York. And before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
This sun lights your fireman. The pilot lights out. This football team is-
all right, let's go to the keys to today's game. Patriots, Dolphins, what do you guys got as the keys to the game today?
Oh, I am going to go very simple with my keys, and I am going to go with the fronts. I'm going to go with the offensive line. I think needs to protect Tom Brady. I think everything is going to go from there, and I think this is a good physical defensive front that can throw a lot at you with some A-gap pressures. And then on the other side of the ball, you had a decent effort against the run last week. Prove to me that you can do it against a running game with a pulse, and I do think the Dolphins want to stay balanced.
I agree, although this isn't the biggest test in that regard either.
No. But a bigger test than a week. I think Daniel Thomas has more left in the tank than Willis.
Well, yeah,
2.4 in a cloud of black pellets.
Specifically, McGahee can't do anything. But Miami's run game has been an afterthought in most games this season. To me, this is a game I think you need some help from the guys up front on your defense. I think Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich need to get home. Tannehill has been
sacked. Have you seen those guys lately?
He's been sacked more than anybody else in football. The secondary is banged up to shreds. Miami has some weapons that can hurt you. You need to help them out a little bit here. They need to put some pressure on Tannehill and force some mistakes. I think defensively, you need to force a turnover, and the best way for me to do that would be to get some pressure from Jones and Ninkovich. I think it's all on those guys. I think they need to step up today and give a little balance to this team, because right now, allowing the other team to sort of move the ball at will and score, when you're dealing with significantly less than 100% offense, you're going to have a hard time winning that way. So I think edge rush, get some turnovers.
We want to hear from you on the phones. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. So jump on board. Get on the lines. Andy, maybe you want to give an international number today. We have not heard from Australia yet, which is quite frankly shocking that we are an hour and 15 minutes into this program, and we have not heard from our good friends in Australia, because usually they're very well represented on this show. We've heard from Canada all day long.
Well, let's just think about it, though. Maybe they're sleeping? right?
Maybe, but
aren't they like 12 hours ahead of us?
That's never stopped them before.
But 1 o'clock games, I think maybe they sleep and then get up to watch the game.
We have heard them during these shows.
Well, we'll put a call out to our boys and ladies and kangaroos and whatever else
koalas
in Australia.
Wallabies.
1-800-429-286. That's 1-800-429-286. Mixed it up a little there. I think they know it by now, though. They use it.
I love when you read that number.
And that's for anybody. We're not just looking for the East Coast. West Coast is fine. South Coast, North Coast. Don't they have a famous coast there?
I don't know.
Isn't there a famous coast
Sydney,
in Australia?
Melbourne.
The East Coast?
No, but you know how there's like a gold coast and different coast? I feel like they have a named coast. The Aborigines. Have we ever gotten a call from an actual Aborigine?
Is that a little Maz-like right there?
Do they not have phones? What, like...
Walkabout. I don't know, Andy. Well, I'm just glad you gave the number for Australia because normally we hear from Australia. You know where
are? Maybe Australia had like a major natural disaster and all the phones are out.
We are hearing from Philadelphia.
It hasn't hit the news wire yet.
Coral Coast.
Coral Coast, maybe I was thinking.
Yeah.
They have some good snorkeling there?
Apparently.
We did get an email here from...
I'm interested. I'm not interested in snorkeling anywhere, but Australia definitely.
Well, that's where what's-his-name died, right? The stingray stung him?
Is that in Australia?
Steve Irwin?
Yeah. Isn't that where he died?
Australia.
Well, right through. He is Australian. I don't know if he's
down there. A lot of sharks there. I'm
out on the coral coast.
I'm going to pass on the swimming and snorkeling in Australia. Although they do have these wetsuits now that confuse sharks so that they don't eat you. And they have them in Australia.
I'll trust.
With
I'll
these
trust
designs.
Why does it confuse you?
Because the pattern on the wetsuit, they can't see that you are not a part of the water. So it's pretty wild. You should look into it, Andy.
I'm calling BS.
I'm gonna send you a little material on that. You're gonna read about it.
And I thought they were attracted by the splashing.
You're gonna be amazed.
So they don't think the water's splashing? Oh my God, there's something splashing,
but
I don't see anything there.
You'll see.
Think it's a wave.
Let's go back to the emails. Here's an email about the Philadelphia
fan
club
underwater.
Philadelphia fan club for the Patriots
at the surface of the water.
I'm calling BS on these things.
Well, that may be true, but you just had a Paul-like argument.
This man in Philadelphia writes, you guys have a great show, and I listen all the time. I just wanted to let the web radio crew and other Patriots fans who may be in or near Philadelphia that there is a group of us who meet at Smith's Bar and Restaurant.
Schmitty's.
On 3941st 19th Street.
Wait, you're going to read that again? That was like me giving out an international
3914
It's 30,
19th
no,
Street?
I think it's 39 through 41 is the address. So it's multiple addresses. It's on South 19th Street.
Okay.
According to this. There's about 25 of us.
You just come up with names of streets. New York, Philly. These places, they think they're so special. They're just numbers.
It says we get about 25 of us.
Because you know if you're on like 16th Street.
You guys are being rude right now. I'm trying to finish this email. We got about 25 of us on a regular season game, and in a playoff game, we get about 40. We even get people traveling from other states just to hang with us. We encourage all local Patriots fans to come on down to Smith's Bar and Restaurant.
Big shout out to Smith's Bar this morning.
What up?
Get a cheesesteak.
With some bacon and some barbecue sauce.
Well, the barbecue sauce would put it over the top. That's just being gluttonous.
You die.
Ross writes in. Ross from Canada. From the east coast of Canada.
So Australia's asleep, but Canada wide awake and ready
to
roll.
Canada's ready to rock and roll today.
Canada is taking this game very seriously.
They're having their American bacon for breakfast.
Ross writes in, listening to pregame social and shoveling in a snowstorm. That's as miserable as the Pats play in the first half of the last few games.
Go F yourself, Ross.
Got to have a fast start. I don't think he was saying we're miserable. I think he's saying
he added
shoveling
us to the snow.
He's
like,
saying the shoveling.
He's shoveling
he's,
the snow.
He was alluding to the
miserable.
Shoveling the snow, making him miserable.
Un-F yourself.
I take it back, Ross. Got to have a fast start today and get early pressure on Tannehill. I'm with Paul in a low-scoring win. We eke out. Pats win by a field goal to take control of the first seed. Thanks to the help from the San Diego Superchargers. Thanks for the company, Ross in Canada.
Do Patriots fans really believe this team is going to win out? Like, you can believe they're still going to go somewhere in the postseason and all that. Do you believe they're going to win each of the next three games if you're a Patriots fan?
Why not?
Because I didn't think there was – I thought there was a chance they wouldn't, pre-Gronk injury, win the final three games. Because I think on the road in Miami followed by on the road in Baltimore is two teams that play you tough on the road.
They do.
I think there's a chance
but
you lose one of those games.
But they're also two terribly
what.
Flawed teams that might not have the wherewithal
which
to,
makes three terribly flawed
to
teams
win.
Playing
oh, there's
the next...
no question the Patriots have flaws. I'm not saying that they're the 2007 version.
The Baltimore game still scares me.
I think these are going to be two tough games. These two road games, I don't think Buffalo can beat them, but I think Miami and Baltimore, absolutely, in a vacuum, those two teams can beat you even if you play well. But they have not demonstrated on a consistent basis that they're capable of playing well.
Nor have the Patriots.
No, but they're 10-3, and the Patriots are 10-3, and the other teams are 7-6. So they've been able to play a little bit more consistently than the teams they're playing against.
Rob in Ottawa writes in.
Jesus.
Ottawa.
Get off
Ottawa.
Canada.
Hey, guys, picked up my wife at the airport last night.
She's Boy, was she heavy. Oh!
He's been down in Boston.
He hasn't even had any of that eggnog stuff that he had last week. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's why he hasn't crashed yet.
Are you hoping for a crash? Shut the bleep up.
This guy. I picked up his wife from the airport. She had been in Boston. Started talking about a run through the streets yesterday in Speedos. And he wanted to know if you were part of that, Andy,
I was
with all your running.
I would never run in a Speedo. No one ever wants to see me in a Speedo. I mean, I don't care whether it's a joke or not.
She described one guy as having nipple rings and running in a Speedo, and he thought that may have been you.
No.
No?
I have no piercings on my nipples or anywhere else. And, I know it's a fun thing, and a lot of people get all decked out. There's some hot chicks occasionally you see running in some lingerie type of stuff. Sometimes I go to Boston.com and flip through the photo gallery just to see if there's any.
Could you be any more creepy?
What a creepy
bastard. Could you be any more creepy? I just don't know.
What? Oh, man. Al the Mailman has emailed this particular email in a number of times today, so he really wants to make this point. Someone on the radio said that Peyton missed Welker when the Broncos lost to the Chargers. Brady loses Gronk, Welker, Hernandez, catch and fall Lloyd, Will Fork Kelly, and still wins with no excuses. And they say Manning is the greatest quarterback ever.
I don't think Manning missed Welker at all the other night.
One game at a time.
I think they played a terrible game.
We will be at MetLife, according to
Al. And they played a team that's played them twice. Tough.
Yeah, I'm not giving them an excuse for losing the game. That's at home against that team, you should win. That's a choke. But I don't think he missed Welker at all. I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Al from Italy, checking in. Al says, first things first.
Matter of fact, the guy who replaced Welker did basically what Welker has done all year. He caught five or six passes for about 60 yards and a couple of touchdowns. That's what Welker has done all year.
Al from Italy writes, first things first, congrats to Mark for the baby. Avoid Andy's advice on how to be a father.
I don't give advice on how to be a
father. Andy's a very good father. Andy's a very good father to his son.
I'm a very good father to both.
He's the best.
Okay, we'll go with that.
He's the best father his son has ever had.
And I don't generally give a lot of advice. I'm not real big on that.
I don't either.
I think generally parenting is best done just sort of naturally.
I like the people that sort of they look down like, oh, so you let him watch TV? Oh, we don't do that. I love those people.
That's because you're a tool.
Whatever it is.
A Prius.
And I'm just talking. I mean, that's just one thing that popped in my head. But
Andy's got
the
people
that sort of look down on you for the way that you choose to live your life and raise your children. I love those
people. No, the PT Cruiser is in the snowbank.
It's in
the
embankment.
Oh, Giggles Bertrand zoomed right on by. Did you give him a little meet me?
Might want to call a tow truck.
You also might want to slow down. It's bad weather.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, there's all kinds of signs up on the highways. You know,
it said 40.
Reduce your
storm watch. Reduce your speed.
But back to Al from Italy's email. He said, going on to the Patriots, why do you think they don't use the play action more often? Do you need a great running game to set up play action, or do you need a good offense to use play action? As always, less Andy, more Paul.
You need some running game. I mean, we learned that in the Bengals game. Remember on play two or whatever it was where they ran play action and Geno Atkins said, you're not handing it off. I'm just going to tackle Brady.
Yeah, I think it's hard to consistently succeed in play action when you haven't been running the ball. But I think the Patriots certainly have run the ball well enough this year to set up play action. I think it's a big part of their offense. I think one of those plays that we talked about, Beadle, when Andy was doing the sports hub, when we talked about early in the game against Cleveland, they had the deep crossing route to Edelman. I believe that was one of those really exaggerated play-action fakes that got Edelman wide open.
And he didn't catch it.
You know, so, yeah, I think that's a big part of their passing game. Now, it might be less now in light of the situation with Gronkowski, because maybe teams are going to be sitting there playing run and then maybe not having the same opportunities to do some of those things. I don't know. But I do think that you need to run the ball at least a little bit, like Andy said, to consistently use play action.
Gareth writes in from Belfast, Northern Ireland today, checking in. We still have no Australia, but we've heard from Ireland, and we've heard quite a bit from Canada today. Gareth writes, only my second time listening to the show, but it's already become a part of my pregame Sunday routine.
That and a Guinness.
Maybe some weapons.
couple potatoes.
or Smittix. Given the raft of injuries that have hit the Pats this year, doesn't Coach Belichick have to be one of the top choices for Coach of the Year? Andy Reid seems to be the current leader, and depending on the next three games, Chip Kelly could sneak in there. But after losing the heart of the defense, having a banged-up secondary, and losing three big offensive weapons, not to mention the starting right tackle, surely the hoodie has a chance. Thanks. Keep up the good work from Gareth. I would agree, too.
And a lot of people have been talking. I mean,
he's gotten a lot
he
of...
He and Brady have kind of come on in national
setting.
He's
gotten a lot of traction.
Like, you know, I retweeted the other day when Colvin was on Toucher and Rich and said, he should win it. He won't because nobody likes him, but he should win it.
Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would put Belichick much more in that conversation than Brady for MVP. I don't think Brady's played that well,
but,
number one. And I think there are other guys that have lost a lot of guys that have good records.
I mean, I think Reed deserves some credit. I mean, he took a team that had some talent, and he changed it around. Now, he obviously added a quarterback. I guess using that logic, you should vote for Alex Smith for MVP because, you know, they changed the head coach and the quarterback, and now they're good.
855 pass 500.
Something tells me that no one will look at it that way.
I don't think he'll get a single vote. Not one vote.
855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, webradio at patriots.com is where you send those emails, and make sure you go to facebook.com/New England Patriots. You can get on the polls, and here's Darren with the Poll Center update.
Got a few polls going on here today.
Nice.
Get on the polls.
Yep.
Ride those polls.
Exactly. The first
He's
poll
like
we got.
The straight man. He's like the, exactly.
He's like the hell with you guys. I just want to read my damn poll.
All right, the first poll we got up here, which phase of the game do you think will be key to victory today? Pass game, run game, pass defense, run defense?
I'm going to say pass defense. If they lose pass the game, defense. Miami has thrown the ball well. Even though I think they need to stop the run, I think if they lose this game, the secondary that's been giving up some chunk plays will probably give up some chunk plays to Wallace and Hartline.
I'm going
to
say pass offense. I think they need Fair to enough. Find a way to move the football and... I think that you need to throw the ball to.
I would agree with Paul.
Did you have the kicking game in there?
I did not.
Never any love for Steven Gostkowski. Mm-hmm. Man's been winning this team games left and right. 50-yard field goals, onside kicks. No respect.
A lot of votes for the run game, though.
Well, that's the whole theory that maybe with Ridley and yep. you know, the run game, picking up the slack from Gronk. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. We'll see. I
All
think
right.
they're going to run the ball a little bit more.
What do we got result-wise over there?
Yeah. So 45% for run game, then a three-way tie between the other three.
A lot of three-ways in the poll center today.
Wow.
It's a happening place.
Usually have to pay more for that kind of stuff, Cotton.
Who's Cotton?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yeah. Oh. I think he's used that before. I don't know what it is.
Let's go back to the
phones. Not on the three-way.
Let's talk to Dave in Connecticut. Hi, Dave.
Dodger and chicken dodgeball.
Yo, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing
great.
Well. Hey, yeah, I mean, you know, this is a big game after what happened Thursday with Denver for us. You know what I mean?
Huge.
Big game before
that. That number one seed today, too, as well as maybe some hats and T-shirts today. Mm-hmm. You know I mean? If you really think about it, guys, well, everything we've been through, and, you know, I hate to even give him any airtime, you know, with Hernandez and, you know, that whole mess there, and everyone we've lost. You know, to injury. And I know, you know, injury is part of the game, but, you know, we got hit especially hard this year on both sides of the ball. I think that, you know, the way these guys are playing, you know, I don't want to throw that D word out there, you know, because to me, you know, weak teams talk about destiny. But, I mean, you know, you can look at this game today. And I think it's definitely a winnable game. You know, I mean, Miami doesn't protect the quarterback well. They don't run well. Okay, you know, right now, you know, our defense isn't really good against the run. You know, I don't even want to look at Baltimore next week, but if you do, you know, they're going to come in and we're playing them on a short week. They're playing Monday night, and you know, they haven't run the ball well either. So, you know, I think, you know, if we just keep playing our game and you know, Brady plays Brady, you know, you have the best coach and you have the, you know, best quarterback there. Let the chips fall where they may. I think we have a good shot getting back to the Super Bowl. I mean, I know everyone is, you know, on this Debbie Downer because of Gronkowski. And you know what? Great player. I mean, I love Gronkowski and there's a big difference when he's there, but we were 5-2 without him this year. And 5-1 with them, so you know.
Actually, it's the opposite. They're 5-1 without them.
Oh, it's the other way around. Okay, you know, but I mean, we, you know, I mean, obviously there's a big change when he's there, but it's not like we can't win without him. Okay, I mean, you know, so we just, if everyone does their job, you know, I think we have a pretty good shot of getting back to the dance, guys.
All right.
Well said. He formulated all the things, team of destiny.
He touched on them all except for the other teams of chokers.
Right. You know? And I also, I don't include Brady. I think he struggled.
Was a little drop there? A little drop, you know, there, Feldman? A little drop already. A quick turnaround.
He's already
good.
It's
good stuff.
Unlike you, he's better than Kevin.
Wow. That's got to hurt right there.
Wow. No, I think Brady needs to step up. I don't, you know, Brady being Brady, I think he struggled. I think his accuracy has been off early in games. I think some of the receivers, you know, we talked about that touchdown a couple of weeks ago from Gronkowski on a really poorly thrown ball. I think Brady needs to be better, and I don't know if you guys noticed that he seemed, again, to be out there pretty early. And, Paul, you and I have talked about this week. Maybe he's still finding out how to get loose, how to get warm. Now, he had a winter hat on in 85-degree weather, so clearly getting warm is an issue. But, you know, maybe whatever they're doing to that hand to get that game ready, maybe he's still kind of figuring out how to get ready for a game, and maybe we'll see him a little warmer early in the game today.
Chester's in Portland. He's up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Hey, Chester.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? Congratulations on your child. Welcome back, my man.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, what's up? Wanted to start out by saying thanks to the Chargers. Something tells me on Thursday night, Eric Scalavino was dancing in front of a mirror to that Superchargers song.
In a Speedo.
You know, let's just
red
let's
one.
Hope that we can continue on the right track today. Guys, I wanted to chime in on this Ridley conversation. I'm a nervous wreck thinking about him being out there on the field. And, you know, I think I heard Andy talking about him getting possibly 20 carries today. Man, I just, with the hat and T-shirt game and everything on the line, to me, I just feel like he should be more of a decoy if he's out there. You know, for me, if I'm looking at sets today, I'd love to see Amendola and Edelman on the outside and possibly splitting out Vereen in that slot. You know, I'd like to see some new looks out there with this personnel change. But
wait a minute, we're going to go empty all the time?
No.
Because I agree with you. I think you're going to see Vereen out wide, and I think some of those sets you're going to see Ridley in the backfield.
That was the fourth quarter last week.
So, and the other thing I would say is I know I have the same fear you do, because his next fumble could be his last fumble as a Patriot, but and it could kill your season. It could be big in a tight game here in the road in the next couple of weeks. But that said, I still think you need guys that can make plays offensively. And if you give me, you know, what's your depth chart of potential playmakers for the offense? I mean, I guess you go Vereen, then you go Edelman. Well, who's next? Austin Colley? Josh Boyce? I mean, I would put Ridley in the mix there as a guy that I feel like I have to put out there because he gives me a chance to make some plays, even though he gives me a chance to give some up to the defense.
Sure. And I think Amendola hopefully is continuing to improve. I don't think we can put him in that playmaker area, but, you know, I'm hoping to see him a little bit more on the field. I know we're all kind of anticipating that. And let's not sleep on Boyce. I think if we get him some short looks, he can make a play or two out there. I still have some hope for him to make an impact in that playmaking area. I agree. I think we see, you know, possibly a Blunt or a Ridley in the backfield with Vereen split out. I'd like to see that, but more than anything, I think if we get Ridley out there with any regularity, I'd like to see him more in a play-action decoy role there. And let's not sleep on Blunt. I think he's been pretty hot. He's been rolling, so, you know, I'd like to see him go as well. But, you know, big picture here, guys, got to control momentum, got to execute on third down. I mean, that's just been absolutely killing us. How we get there, I think that remains to be seen, and we got to have some faith in this game plan today. You know, on the defensive side, I'm ready to see Brandon Spikes get back in the mix and make some hard hits. I'd love to see him get in there and hopefully force a fumble today. I said earlier in the week, Chandler Jones, 2-plus sacks, I think is absolutely key, more than anything to benefit the secondary getting right. But, you know, this pass rush, you know, getting some sacks, you know, we've just got to continue to turn the pressure on, and it's going to be really interesting to see where the balance lies with the run defense and the pass rush situation. But, you know, I've got high hopes for a win today. I think that'll hopefully take the edge off for the remaining two games of the season to know that we have the division in the bag. So nothing but good thoughts out there, guys. Have a great day. Squish some fish. Over and out.
Thanks,
right, Chester.
Squish some fish. Do we feel confident about Chandler Jones today? Match up with Bryant McKinney, who I thought bitch-slapped him early, certainly, and for the most part in the last matchup, and has been quiet for two straight weeks.
Confident? No. Not confident. I would not describe it as such.
I mean,
no.
It's not a confident weird thing. In any way.
I think he could get two sacks. But I'm looking for him to the way Chester was just talking there. I'm looking for you know him to sort of take the game over.
Confident?
No, I'm not confident.
Yeah, no.
That's what I need.
I'd like for it to happen, but am I confident that it will?
But do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
looking for one of those ownership votes of confidence, not getting it here.
He's had a couple of games this season where he's had multiple sacks, but I don't think he necessarily took the game over and was just beating his tackle around the edge. You know, there were times the Patriots got a lead. They were able to sort of, you know, just come at you in waves, and they had some coverage sacks here and there. And to Jones's credit, he's talked about that a lot. He needs to do a little bit more of winning the one-on-one matchup that Andy just talked about. He didn't win very often against Bryant McKinney, and that was 4 days after he had done nothing to that point. He had just signed with his new team and was out there playing, and they had to sort of scheme it up to get some pressure in the second half because they weren't getting there until they started doing Logan Ryan off a slot corner blitz that really turned the game around. So I want to see Chandler Jones really assert himself and take the game over. And
even
Ninkovich.
Ninkovich has been pretty quiet this year.
Yeah, he hasn't had
as
many.
I would say for him, his own personal knack for making the big play and kind of being around, he's been a little quiet this year. The beard's weighing him down.
You know, and he's got a matchup today, Ninkovich, that he should win too. You know, Tyson Klebo is a guy that was really catching a lot of heat over the first half of the season, and I know that Aaron Beasley said that he'd played much better since...
Was it Aaron?
I'm sorry.
Did you say Aaron or Adam?
Adam. Adam?
Adam Beasley.
Okay. No, I was just concerned because I remember that I called him Adam, and I was wondering if I called him the wrong name.
My bad.
No, I'm just making sure.
We called him the correct name when he was on.
Okay. As long as we didn't sound like total a-holes.
No. Mr. Beasley.
But he had talked about how Klebo was playing much better since the guys got suspended. So that's another matchup. Andy's right. You can't just leave Ninkovich out of that. It has to be the two of those guys.
More emails.
And they only have Carter in addition to that because our boy Buchanan, first healthy scratch of the season, I believe.
And Beckett is,
Well, Beckett is always healthy scratch.
Here's more emails from Canada. Jonathan writes in, congratulations on the new addition to your family, Mark. Thank you very much. He throws in just a quick question. If Josh Gordon was really available at the trade deadline, how many teams are now regretting not making that move? Hindsight, of course, 2020, but the Pats could use a real receiver right now. That's from
A lot of people think he was only available if they were going to knock their socks off. And I don't know where I heard that. Chris Mortensen?
I would not knock their socks off. He's an amazing player.
Like, they weren't going to move him for anything less than a first-round pick.
He's a risk.
He is certainly a risk. He's one strike away from being gone for a year. And to use a first-round pick on a guy like that, that's dangerous. And I know you look back and you say, wow, the guy's great. The guy has been awesome.
And he has been great.
But you have to also take that risk of, and I think that I don't think anybody was willing to give a first-round pick.
I'll admit he's been better than I thought he was. He was. I didn't think that he was this kind of a receiver. He was very impressive last week.
But let's remember, right now you're buying high. This is the best stretch of his career. Let's see if he can maintain. Maybe he'll be a redemption story. Maybe he'll never have a problem again, and people will be like, damn, guess we should have given up a first. Or maybe he's gone for the year next year, and you're saying, that's why you don't give up a first-round pick.
You don't give up a first-round for that guy. Sorry, you don't.
Like Chris Carter, when he left Philadelphia way back when, and everybody was saying, he's a drunk and he can't stay on the field. He's not reliable, and then he has
those things
were
all true.
He has absolutely, and he has a Hall of Fame career in Minnesota.
Right.
If you're Philadelphia, you look back at it and say, "Wow, I wish we had held on to him." Well, maybe he would have continued to have problems.
Yeah, maybe he still would have been a drunk.
All right.
So you think he's a drunk? Like you keep saying drunk.
So you got some problems with Chris Carter, do you?
No. No,
was
I don't.
Mean to you once?
None. Another email from Canada. It's unbelievable.
Todd, is the internet broken everywhere but Canada?
Todd in Newfoundland, Canada. Right. Hey, guys, love the pregame social. How do you think Woodhead has performed in San Diego? I think he's been a pretty big part of their offense. Wish he was still a Patriot.
He has been very good.
He's been good.
Did I watch him the other
night? Did they miss Danny Woodhead?
I think they missed him when Shane Vereen was hurt.
In the games that Vereen has been active, I don't think they've missed Danny Woodhead at all. But to Danny Woodhead's defense, he's always active. He's always out there. He's a very durable guy.
And even despite a somewhat increased role there, he's remained active and healthy and out there. So give him credit.
All right.
Shadron State.
Career high in touchdowns, I believe, for him, too. I think he's got like 8 touchdowns.
And he must be knocking on the door on a career high for receptions, too.
I think it might be 8. You think he's got like 5.
Yeah, they divide it up rushing and receiving.
Yeah.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500. Get on board. Get your phone calls in. Coming up next, we'll get to the Sunday six-pack, make some picks on some games throughout the NFL and also go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino. All of that coming up.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pregame Social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen. Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit GotToGetFios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1-18-14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame
Kevin
social.
Kevin was ready to come back from breaks.
I was ready as well.
No, you weren't. You're scrambling.
Only because you were talking.
You guys were yelling.
I was very much ready. Always prepared, ready to go. It's time for the Sunday six-pack. Make some picks here with the spread for some NFL games. Our producer, Kevin Collins, who was filling in on the program last week, he took the weekend off. He's just not here. So Mark Feldman.
Maybe he's in a ditch somewhere. Maybe he had a PT Cruiser that got a little out of control.
I'm sure he's fine. Mark Feldman filling in, so Mark is behind the board today and has all the lines. The original lines, so if some things have moved, we have the original ones.
Did it move? What do you got?
Dolphins right, cheerleaders
are involved. Did last week?
Yeah, how did you do last week?
All right, Paul went 4-2.
Typical.
Andy went 3-3.
Typical.
Mark went 3-3.
Right down the middle.
So right now,
so the day ended in day and Paul won.
Yep. In terms of the overall standings, Paul's leading 34-31. Mm-hmm. Andy second place 31-34 and Mark 30-35.
Wow.
You're in what they call last place.
Last place.
You are the loser.
And there's only three more weeks to go. I'm in trouble.
Yes, you are.
I'm in trouble.
It's nitty.
All right, let's get to some of the games.
Maybe you should have Will make the picks for you.
And maybe I will.
Will.
Will. I get it.
The WB.
That's hilarious.
who but WB?
All right, so let's start off with New Orleans, minus six at St. Louis.
No Tavon Austin for St. Louis today.
That's a scale tipper.
I'm going to take New Orleans. Even though I have my fears that my Robert Quinn can take a game over, I'll go with New Orleans.
I'm going to New Orleans.
Dome.
I will take New Orleans as well because the dome factor.
Unanimous.
The dome.
All right, next. Buffalo, minus 1.5 at Jacksonville.
Really looking forward to this
game. Wow, now that's a game.
I am going to pick with my heart here.
The Todmans?
MJ Drew, out. Jordan Todman, although he was called by Vito Stellino. Big day for Justin Todman to prove he can be a starting running back. It's Jordan Todman. He's from Dartmouth. He's going to kick ass today and carry the Jags. Rolling into the late part of the
game. I'm actually with Andy on this one. Screw the Bills. They suck. Going with Jacksonville. They suck too, but just maybe not as much today.
Yeah, unanimous on that one too.
Was that just unanimous Jacksonville on Jacksonville?
Unanimous Jags. That has not happened.
Who saw that coming?
I do have a theory. Two crap teams take the home team.
Yeah, I don't care about your theory.
It's good.
Well, I mean, that's what I pick with.
Next game.
Except when you don't.
I usually take it. Right, 95% of the time.
Next is at Carolina, minus 12, playing against the Jets.
That's a lot of points.
I like the Panthers
at Carolina,
in this game.
Right?
Yes, I like the Panthers in this game. I'll take the first pick, and I think that they will roll, and Geno Smith will turn the ball over about three or four more times against an active Panthers defense.
I'm with you on that.
I'd like to take the Jets to try to make a run at Paul in the standings, but I just can't risk it. Nope.
Oh, damn. There's going to be no movement this week. No movement.
Oh, there'll be movement. Kansas Dolphins cheerleaders on close-ups today is coming in and out of breaks.
Wet t-shirt
contest. There'll be movement.
Yep.
Kansas City, minus 3.5 at Oakland.
Kansas City, thank you.
I like the Chiefs in this one. I think they got it. Big win for them last week, and they come back and they win again.
I'm going to take Oakland just to mix it up here because I want to try and make up some ground.
Wow. Cheater.
I'm just going to go against the grain.
That's not in the spirit of the game.
It's not, but
okay.
I'm trying to win.
I think it is, actually. He's
trying
to win.
Trying to win.
No.
Trying to win. All right, I'm taking Oakland.
Chipotle chicken bacon.
Cincinnati minus three at Pittsburgh.
I like Cincy today.
I like Cincy too. Finish strong.
I am really stunned that you guys like the Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals as well, but I thought I was going to be on an island.
Why?
Pittsburgh at home. Marvin Lewis is a choker. I mean,
it's a big spot for Cincy.
Think of anything that you could say negative about Cincinnati. They choke.
Big spot for Cincy today. I think
it's a big game for them, and they generally come up small in these spots. But I am going to take them to beat the Steelers.
All right, and finally, New England minus 2.5 at Miami.
It's 2.5, right?
Yeah. You're hitting the Dolphins plus 2.5.
I'll give you the opportunity here because I am going to take the Dolphins to cover this game, but I think the Patriots are going to win it. It's going to be on a last-second field goal by Steven Gostkowski, a walk-off 23-21 win.
Kicking.
I like the Pats by 3, so I'm taking the Patriots.
I am torn. I'm going with the Patriots because I picked the Patriots on the pregame six-pack on the website, 23-20. I don't feel good about it. I think this is going to be a dogfight, and I will not. As Fred Kirsch would say, I am mentally prepared to see the New England Patriots lose today, but I'm going to take the Patriots.
So he is the one guy affiliated with Patriots.com Radio who has picked Miami to win the game.
The homer Fred Kirsch has taken
He's
Miami.
He's the only
to win
one.
This week.
Miami.
Well, if he picks only Miami one. This week, he has to take Baltimore next week, does
That's
he not?
That's kind of what we told him.
Well, he says that they're going to lose one of these games, so he picked this one.
And I guaranteed him if they lose this, they're going to lose two in a row.
I don't agree with his
You
line
would not
of
believe
if
the
he,
amount.
If he doesn't
have
Mark,
lines of
if
thinking.
He picked them to lose this one, he has to pick
Mark,
them to lose
You would
next
not
week.
Believe the amount of lead he has over the rest of us, both picking just the game's winners and with the number. He is like 15 games ahead of us.
Great pick
in
guy,
both.
Huh?
No, that's the kind of logic he uses. And I'm losing. You know, as they say, I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. I can't believe we're losing to him. He has no rhyme or reason for his picks, but yet he's dominating. He thinks the Patriots are going to lose.
Huh. I don't know about that.
And that's I don't think it's ever happened before where Paul, Eric, and I picked the Patriots and Fred picked the other team.
You know,
the first five times
in 14 years that Fred has picked against the Patriots, it's generally been everybody and their brother is picking the Patriots to lose the game. And Fred says, yeah, you know, I can't see them winning this game.
We're going to have Eric Scalavino on the line, hopefully, and in the meantime, we're going to go back to the calls. Let's talk to James in Ohio. Hey, James.
James.
Hello, James.
All right, we'll put James back on hold. We'll go to another James, James in Florida. Hey, James.
James.
Hello, James.
James?
Are our phones broken?
What's going on back there?
Eddie
What's
Edelman,
the
I think the phone lines are down.
Hello,
hey, Jimmy!
James! What do you got?
I want to know how many touches Shane Vereen will get today with Dawson and Thompson, though.
Touches for Vereen.
That's 17. In that range. 17 to 22 touches, I think, for Vereen.
17
is
to 22 touches. Okay.
You got him in fantasy?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Ride him. Ride him like a pole.
All right. Thanks for the call. 855-PATS-500.
Pole center.
Let's go.
Ride him like
Let's
a pole.
Let's go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and talk to Eric Scalavino as we go inside the press box down at, is it still Sun Life Financial Stadium? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Still?
Yep. Fins up.
It's Sun Life Stadium still, yeah.
Oh, Sun Life Stadium. Very
Fins
good.
Up.
Congratulations, Papa.
Oh, thank you very much.
I've been talking in a while.
Thank you. That's very, very nice of you to say. Yes, it is. I'm glad to be back today. Glad to
Everybody's
be back.
Doing well? Everybody doing
Everybody's
well?
Doing well. Everybody's doing swell.
Good to hear.
Eric, what's the scene? Set the scene for us down in Miami.
Oh, it is hot, guys. It's overcast. It's hot. The field looks great, which is nice. There's no snow on it either. So, hey, by the way, have you guys cleaned up our cars yet?
No, but I actually saw somebody out
there.
There
was a guy out
cars,
there doing
so
it.
So
yeah.
You may be all set.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I would assume that your cars will be cleared off when you get back.
All right.
If it is, then you can thank me later. If it's not, then don't blame me.
Okay. It's a typical Sun Life Stadium scene here. There are way too many people on the field who have nothing to do with the game.
Oh, if Fred must have beside himself.
Right? Celebrity factor down there with like.
Oh, certainly.
Is Gloria Estefan there? I think she's a part of it.
Well, she's got her own box.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
there's the foolish DJ that's on the big video board with, the stupid glasses that he wears. I mean, it's just the typical, everything but the game is important down here, it seems like.
Well, we care about the game. So I want to ask you, I'm seeing some tweets. Maybe it looks like Cannon could be back at right tackle. Give me some of the injury-type updates on the field of what you're seeing in terms of who's out there and who might be getting, some action that we don't expect.
Well, Nate Solder, I think, is the primary one we need to talk about.
Yep.
He was, you know, dealing with a concussion all week, limited in practice. But he was taking his first team reps at left tackle and did a game time decision workout with, you know, the medical staff, the physician coach, with just, you know, the strength and conditioning coach. Everybody was out there watching him, and he looked like he did pass all of the tests. So he looks like he's going to be a go at left tackle. Marcus Cannon back for the first time since injuring himself against Denver. Also was taking his first team reps at right tackle, so it looks like the Patriots are back to what has been their regular five on the O-line for this game. I will say one thing about tight end Michael Omanawanui, who is one of just two tight ends active today. He came back last week at practice, was kind of limited in what I was able to see him do. Same thing this week, only he looked like he was making some improvement. In warm-ups, he didn't look like he was running around full speed, and that troubles me a little bit. Maybe he's just trying to save himself for the game, but I didn't like the way he was moving around on the field in warm-ups.
Well, luckily, the tight end position is probably not going to be a major factor in the passing game today. We're back to those early season weeks where, you know, one target, if any, is sort of the norm. But I would expect the running backs to be in the mix here, obviously Shane Vereen. But what have you seen from Stephen Ridley out there? Any indication that he might have a larger role in this offensive attack today?
Well, he was getting his share of reps in warm-ups too. But I still think Vereen has overtaken him. Has become the more versatile and more reliable guy in the backfield. Ridley was getting plenty of work, though, in warm-ups.
20 carries type work?
I'm sorry?
20 carries type work? I may or may not have a bet with Mark Bertrand here that Ridley's going to have 20 carries today.
Ooh.
Little high, isn't it?
A little high.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, I might want to side with Bertrand on that one.
Thank you.
But,
yeah, that means
yeah, I mean, he'll still be involved, I'm sure, but I still think Ridley Vereen is the main guy right now.
What is the vibe around the New England media? I always like to get a feel right before the game. Is there an expectation the Patriots could and will lose this football game? I saw the Boston Globe, I think, picked the Dolphins as a newspaper. We know Fred Kirsch picked the Dolphins. What's the vibe in the press box?
He did. It's a little warm right now, actually, because the windows aren't open.
Yeah.
So that's the vibe we have.
That's your Gloria Estefan's box is warm, too.
No.
Have you seen her box?
No, I have not.
Are there a lot of men in her box?
No, you know what? Actually, guys, the vibe that I get.
How's it decorated in there?
Earlier in the week, I was more concerned about this game than I am right now. And that has a lot to do with what happened on Thursday night in the Broncos game. Obviously, if the Patriots win, they get the AFC East, but more importantly, they also get the number one seed by virtue of the tiebreaker with Denver. So I think that is going to play a factor in how they approach this game. I know, you know, coaches and players like to say none of that matters because it's, it's out of their control, but I think it does matter, and I think they realize how important this game has become, especially after, last week, the Dolphins pulled out a win in Pittsburgh and made this more of an interesting game. The AFCs could have been wrapped up by now, but I think with everything at stake here today, I think I'm feeling a little bit better about the Patriots.
Before we let you go, Eric, I know you Twitter types always like to keep track of Tom Brady and what time mm-hmm. he's out there, how he's warming up. Yep. Was he out there earlier today?
Yes.
And do you think that has any significance? Maybe a guy who has started slow needs a little more warm-up with his injuries.
I saw your tweet about that, and that was interesting. I thought maybe it might have had something to do with the field because this has not always been the greatest of field conditions. But, you know, since the baseball team moved into their park, this is a football-only field, so they've kept it in pretty good condition. I think maybe you might be onto something, though, with the warming up earlier to get, you know, a faster start. We've seen that from him the last couple of weeks on the road. So I think there might be some legitimacy to that. Hopefully they can do better than they have because they can't afford to keep getting double-digit holes and expecting to get out of them.
All right, Eric. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, fellas. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Gloria, I said hi.
Take care. Eric Scalavino joining us from Sun Life Stadium in Miami. Patriots,
J-Lo
Dolphins.
Have a box there?
Well, let's play a game.
She has had a box at some time. I don't know if her box is still there. I don't know.
Let's do something fun before we sign off here. Let's play a game. ESPN put out this list and played this game. Miami Dolphins owner or not. Ready? Here's a list of celebrities. Number one is Don Johnson.
Not
an owner. Correct.
Yeah. One for one.
Number two, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, she is an owner.
Although, was she or wasn't it her husband? Wasn't it Mark? What's his name?
Mark Anthony.
Nope. She's the owner.
Okay.
She's got a stake. She's got a box there, too. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Not an owner.
Correct. Not an owner.
Wow.
Number four, we already know. We've talked about it. Gloria Stefan.
Owner.
Is an owner.
Yes. Four for four. Has her own box.
Number five, Vanilla Ice.
Not an owner.
Sure about that?
No.
Yes, he is.
He's part owner. Oh!
I got you there.
We're five for five. Our inclination was no, and we were right.
Not an owner.
I said no. Were we right?
Yeah, but he tried to crack us.
Oh, well, he tried to mess
Is that your final answer?
Number six, Fergie.
Yes. I'd like to see her box.
No idea. I'm going to say yes just because...
Andy.
Jesus.
Yes, Fergie
is an
owner.
I bet you she has the nicest box of that female trio of owners.
Fergie is an owner. Serena Williams.
Yes.
Yes.
Owner.
Seven for seven.
Serena and Venus Williams.
Andy just lost track of his fingers.
Well, you know, we're talking about
And
the box.
Number eight is singer John Cicada.
Who the hell
John
is that?
John Cicada is an owner.
He's not an owner. They threw him in there.
I don't know who he is. So.
He's not even on that list.
He is on the
list. You just made up John Cicada?
No, it's ESPN did this. They had this as a...
Who is John Cicada? What does he sing?
I don't know, but I know I Googled him to know that he's a singer. He sings
How about
songs.
Daniel Tosh? How come they haven't asked him to be an owner? He's a big Dolphins fan. He's always tweeting about it, and he rips the Patriots. He's always making, like, Patriots, you know, Hernandez-type jokes and things on Twitter. They should ask him to be a part owner.
If one of your players kills a guy, man, you're subject to jokes all the time.
You know, it's ridiculous. You can never get that black mark to go away.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. The Patriots and Dolphins getting set to play their game today. After the game, make sure you join us right here on Patriots.com for the postgame show, the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One.
Try not to have a kid this week.
I'm going to try to do the entire show this time. Not going to cut it off in the middle and then run to the hospital and deal
with
that.
Make Paul and Andy cover your ways.
Yeah, we're not going to do that again. We're going to actually have the entire show and make sure you jump back on board with the emails, the phone calls. We'll get to all of that coming up after the game. Until then, enjoy your day and enjoy the game. Peace.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins.
Patriots tight formation.